A local tourism association is now offering a backpack loan program for neurodivergent children and adults to make traveling more comfortable across the North Shore. Vancouver's North Shore Tourism Association announced the launch of the Neurodiverse Sensory Backpack Loan Program last Tuesday at the Museum of North Vancouver, MANOVA. Our goal is clear: to remove barriers and ensure that every visitor can enjoy all that our region has to offer in a way that meets their accessibility needs and expectations, said Jennifer Belak, Executive Director of Vancouver's North Shore Tourism Association. There are 24 free-to-borrow backpacks available, each packed with noise-canceling headphones, earplugs, sensory toys, sunglasses, rain gear, and a guide highlighting sensory-friendly attractions across the North Shore. Some of the attractions include hiking trails, Maplewood Farm, MONVOA, and the three North Shore libraries. Neurodivergent refers to natural variations in how people experience and interact with the world, said Director of Marketing for the Tourism Association Farrah Stain. This includes autism spectrum disorder, ADHD, sensory processing differences, and other neurological variations. Stain came up with the backpack loan program idea after reading blog posts from a family member who has a son that is neurodiverse, seeing the challenges that can arise for families traveling with neurodiverse children. "I was looking at ideas how we could be more welcoming, not just create a marketing program, but create a program that's really community and visitor-based," Stain said. She then pitched the backpack idea to the tourism board. When they finished creating the program, the Tourism Association asked a family to test the backpacks before launching them to the public. Author Stephanie Rose and her 12-year-old son Asher had a chance to test out the backpacks. The parents said the items inside helped them navigate around the North Shore. "Those tools help with regulation. When there's a lot of information around you, it helps to have something where you can redirect that energy and help to focus," Stephanie said. "Offering a host of options allows your children, or whoever it is that you know has sensory issues, pick up those things and run them." The mother and son picked up the backpacks at MANOVA and traveled across the North Shore, making stops at Capilano Suspension Bridge, Lynn Valley Ecology Center, and skiing on Grouse Mountain. Stephanie said she was surprised to see the number of sensory-friendly activities on the North Shore. "Just having the tool available and having those locations, it just takes a level of stress off," she added. "I like the red carpet being rolled out for us and feeling welcomed." City of North Vancouver Mayor Linda Buchanan also applauded the launch of the backpack program. "This program is a beautiful example of how partnership and purpose can come together to make our communities stronger, more welcoming, and more inclusive," Buchanan said during last week's launch event. "In the city of North Vancouver, we are committed to building a city that works for everyone. A healthy city is an inclusive city." Backpacks can be picked at MANOVA and borrowed for up to 15 days before they need to be returned or signed out again. The backpacks can be dropped off at the museum between Wednesday to Sunday, the North Vancouver Chamber of Commerce Monday to Friday, or the Pinnacle Hotel at the pier at any time. Abby Luciano is the Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter for the North Shore News. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. Aluciano at nsnews.com https://x.com/AbbyLuciano https://bsky.app/profile/abbyluciano.bsky.social Want to stay updated on North Vancouver and West Vancouver news? Sign up for our free daily newsletter.